Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
The president signed an executive order Thursday afternoon that would withhold federal funding from public and private colleges and universities that do not protect free speech on campuses. And to hear talk to us about that today is GOP political commentator and communications strategist Paris Denard. It's great to talk to you today, Paris. Thanks for coming on with us. Is he there? Can you hear me? Is he up?
Should be there.
Hello.
I'm pushing
Let's
the button.
Let's see. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Well, he will be shortly. I assume this free speech issue is.
Do you want me to pretend to be a commentator and communications strategist?
What would be different than normal? Let me tell you about this.
I can fake it.
Yeah.
I'll try.
There he is. Paris, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
now we
right.
got him. Yeah. You saved.
Thank goodness,
you saved
I didn't
everybody.
Wanna, yeah. I didn't want to have
Tony
to
was
do that.
Going to wade into some shaky waters there. So, Paris, thanks for being with us today. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
So this executive order from the president regarding free speech, can you kind of set the table for us on why he decided that this was an action he needed to take?
Well, I think if you look at the way the president has really embraced a lot of younger Americans who have signed on to his Make America Great agenda and have joined the movement and his campaign, he's been really responsive to some of the things that have been going on. And during his administration, there have been several examples of more liberal institutions in our higher education community that have been, some could call it discriminating against conservative voices. You've had people like Ben Shapiro and conservative leaders be uninvited, or they cite security concerns because they don't want to have Republican or conservative speakers. And so there's been issues that have been very well publicized in the media, very well publicized online, of the silencing or the First Amendment rights of student-led organizations like Students for Life and other conservative or prominent Republicans, being their voices not being able to be heard on college campuses. And a lot of them have been in support of this president. And so the president, listening to the countless examples that have come to his desk, was being responsive in terms of this executive order. And that's why I think that the American people have come to appreciate this president, because he listens and then he does what he can to respond. And he's responding to not a voting group that doesn't overwhelmingly vote Republican. He is doing something for college students, because these protections not only help protect conservative speech, but it protects religious freedom and freedom of expression when it comes to religious organizations across the board. And so this is not just a Republican thing. This is for having debate on college campuses. We should have that debate. We should want to foster debate and have healthy dialogue about differing issues without one side or the other being silenced. So it's a positive step in the right direction. And pretty much what the executive order says is what those. It's referring to grants and grant-making recipients from, think about 12 grant-making agencies. That says if you find examples of violations, you can call to question whether or not you can receive the funding that has been given to you, because it's not right to receive federal dollars while violating federal law. So that's what the president is doing. In addition to that, the executive order also called for more transparency when it comes to student loans. We know that student loan debt is a crisis in our country. Nearly 44 million Americans have borrowed close to $1.5 trillion worth of student loan debt. And so when it comes to making these financial aid decisions, the president wants students and parents and family members to have more access to better information. And so there's calls for more transparency from universities. And so these are positive steps I think the president is taking to acknowledge some of the issues that are happening with millennials and those people affected by the higher education system.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Paris Denard, a GOP political commentator and communication strategist, regarding the student loans interest that the president has weighed in on. I think a lot of people are talking about the cost of college right now, certainly in the wake of the Operation Varsity Blues revelation, finding out about all of this side door entry into universities. It's interesting to connect those two, the free speech and that student loan and cost to educate ourselves at higher levels. When we look at the cost to go to university and then a lot of the speech and the groupthink that has previously taken place, quieting one side and elevating another, is this something that the president will continue to pay close attention to going forward in his administration?
Well, I felt that this is something that is of great importance to Secretary DeVos. I was actually with her and spoke with her yesterday about some higher education issues. I know that when it comes to transparency, when it comes to making college affordable, and when it comes to looking at the workforce and trying to address workforce development and this job market that we have and the entrepreneurial spirit that we have in our country, college is not for everyone. That's just a fact.
Right.
But we have to do, for those people who choose to go to college and those people who want to go to college, especially those first generation, those low-income students that want to do this, we need to make sure that it's affordable. We need to make sure that we're not setting them up for failure. And when I say failure, it means I'm not going to tell you that you're going to go to college and need to go to college and then go get a four-year degree and have so much debt that you cannot get out of it. And so a lot of that we know because the Obama administration, it comes from the federal government because they did away with private loans. And so the federal government's on the take for that. The president's saying, well, what can the federal government do? So we can't do everything, but what can we do to make it more transparent, to help them have more financial aid literacy, and to also say to these universities, if you are going to be educating our students, taking federal dollars and giving them the debt that has to force them to take the debt to go to your school, then at least let them be educated in a place where both sides are heard and certainly conservative and religious organizations are not stifled as you take federal dollars and so from grants and such. So I think that you will see more examples of the president listening and responding to diverse groups of people that otherwise might have felt left out by the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an important conversation. Does the availability of these federal student loans, the accessibility of them, does that lead to inflating the cost of education just by virtually guaranteeing that these dollars are going to be made available to students?
You know, that's a very good question. I mean, people can make that argument. But I think what we have to do is and what the president and I know the administration is focused on, is saying, look, if you take out this degree, this is going to be your earnings. This is going to be your ability to pay it back. I think this administration is more focused on the outcomes, right? So when I'm talking about the outcomes are the outcomes of the job that you're going to get, the outcomes of can you afford a mortgage, the outcomes of can you pay back the debt? How can you be a productive citizen? How can you contribute? Do you have the credit to take out a loan, to have the accessibility of getting a loan to start your own business? And so I think that's what the president and the administration is more focused on. But I they certainly don't want to make it a magnet to lure people to get more student loan debt. That's why you see other programs, the president focusing, like the Department of Labor, on apprenticeships, focusing on certification and deregulation of things like getting a licensure agreements, so that if you get a license in one state and you move, which a lot of people do, you don't have to pay to get the license again and then take more classes to become a beautician, to be an entrepreneur. So the president's a holistic approach to say that we have to look at this and based upon the outcomes, but also provide different alternatives so that it's not just a solid glowing magnet for student loan debt.
I think it's a great conversation, and I'm glad the president is engaging in it because it's the future of the country. We want to make sure that the people who are, taking over the workforce and providing, paying into the systems that provide for the rest of our country that isn't able to work at the time, that there are plenty of them who can afford to make good careers and not be drowning in unrealistic debt based on, a diploma that looks right. good, but if it hasn't given you the career that you need to get out of it, it's unbalanced.
That's right. And I think that the last point I'm making is this. The president believes in the dignity of work. Conservatives believe in the dignity of work, and we should, as a nation, and I'm glad this president is doing that, say that there is honor in work, period. And there's no one job better than your job. If you get up in the morning and have an honest day's living and get an honest wage, you are valued, and that job matters. I don't care if you are a United States senator, or you're a garbage man, or you're a welder.
Mm-hmm.
There's value and honor and dignity in work, and we should try to anybody who's well able and wants the job. We should do that, and that's why one of the good things that we've seen in this economy, and there are many to talk about, is the unemployment rate for disabled Americans is at record lows. Because even if you are disabled in this economy, we want to find ways to help you work as well. And I think that's a wonderful thing, to restore the dignity and honor of all work, no matter what it is. Blue collar, white collar, it does not matter. It's all work, and it's good, it's honorable, and we should support it and invest in it.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much for joining us today, Paris Denard, GOP political commentator and communication strategist. It's always great to have you on here.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. On Twitter, at Paris Denard, D-E-N-N-A-R-D. Go give him a tweet. Tell him thanks for coming on the Andy Frey Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.